This is Esther, and welcome back again to the HCast Mini. The key verse for today is Luke chapter 4 verse 32, where it says that the people were amazed at his teaching because his message had authority. Him, of course, is referring to Jesus. Now, haven't you felt how awesome it would be if we could hear Jesus' teachings for ourselves? But then I remembered that before Jesus ascended to heaven, he left the same power and authority in us. So we don't have to admire the authority Jesus had when he went around spreading the word, because that authority is in us too. The same authority that God baptized Jesus with is the same authority and power we are baptized into. We don't have to be the best public speaker in order to tell our friends about Christ. All we need is the confidence in God. You know, Jesus is the best role model to look up to when it comes to understanding what it means to have faith and confidence in God. You know, being human, I'm sure Jesus wasn't so enthusiastic about facing big crowds, let alone talking to them. However, he stood upon the word and was always so in tune with God's presence that whenever he speaks, God's power, anointing, and authority just pours out like a river. You know, I think what attracted and amazed the crowds was the certainty God and or Jesus had when he spoke. As in, I'm sure he believed every single word that he said. Sometimes when we want to tell our friends about Jesus, we don't say it with a lot of conviction because we are afraid of what people will think or say about us. But hey, Jesus wasn't concerned about that because he knew that whatever he shared was the truth, and that's what people want and desire, especially in this age we're living in. So there has been an increase in the demand and desire for knowledge, and so many times we are unsure about what is real or not anymore. However, we mustn't be afraid of what confronts us today and take hold of the authority we have. More importantly, let's establish that confidence we have in God and his word, because the Bible is the truth. It also transcends all time and is our sword and shield against the enemy's arrows. As we stand firm on his word, let's be expectant to see ourselves grow in God's anointing and come to understand and exercise that authority we've been given. Remember, God is our confidence, and with this comes his authority to make disciples of all nations.